Hello and welcome back to episode 7 for Haventure Talk, the podcast that empowers and ignites the entrepreneurial spirit in women. I'm your host, Helen, and it's always been a pleasure to have you with us. In today's episode, we'll be diving into the critical topic for any business success, sales and customer acquisition. What is sales and why is a strong sales strategy crucial? Simply put, sales is the process of selling a product or service in exchange for money or other compensation. It's the lifeblood of your business. Without sales, you don't have revenue, and without revenue, your business cannot survive. That's why having a robust sales strategy is vital. So, how do you build a strong sales strategy? It starts with understanding your product or service inside and out. What makes it unique? How does it solve a problem or fulfill a need for your customers? Knowing your product is the first step in creating a sales strategy that works. The next thing you need to consider is your competition. What are they offering and how can you differentiate your product or service from theirs? By understanding your competitors, you can find ways to stand out and position your product or service as the best choice for your customers. Of course, understanding your customers is equally crucial. Who are they? What do they need or want? What motivates them to make a purchase? The more you know about your customers, the better you can tailor your sales strategy to meet their needs and expectations. Then, there's the sales process itself. This includes everything from prospecting for potential customers to closing the deal. You need to have a plan for each step of the process, from the initial contact to the final sale. Your sales strategy should also include clear and measurable goals. How many sales do you aim to make each month? How will you track your progress? By setting clear objectives, you can measure your success and make adjustments as needed. Lastly, remember that a strong sales strategy is never set in stone. It should be flexible and adaptable, able to evolve as your business grows and changes. Don't be afraid to experiment, learn, and improve. Phew, that's a lot to take in, right? But don't worry, we'll dive deeper into each of the elements in a moment. Now, let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll discuss techniques for attracting and retaining customers. So stay tuned. One of the most essential aspects of your sales strategy should be attracting customers to your business. You want to draw in individuals who are interested in your product or service, and there are many ways to do this. You can start by defining your unique selling proposition or USP. This is what sets your product or service apart from your competition. It's what makes your offer unique and compelling to your customers. Perhaps you offer superior quality, innovative features, or exceptional customer service. Whatever your USP is, it should be front and center in all your marketing and sales efforts. Next, think about ways to reach your target audience. This could involve various channels such as social media, email marketing, content marketing, or even traditional advertising. The key is to be there where your potential customers are and to communicate with them in ways that resonate. Promotions and discounts can also be effective tools for attracting customers. Offering a limited time discount, for instance, can create a sense of urgency and persuade potential customers to make a purchase. But remember, attracting customers is just half of the equation. You also need to retain them. Why? Because it's much more cost-effective to retain existing customers than to acquire a new one. Not only that, but satisfied, loyal customers are more likely to become advocates for your brand, recommending your product or service to others. So how do you retain customers? By providing excellent customer service, for starters. This means being responsive, attentive, and proactive in meeting their needs. It also means going the extra mile to make them feel valued and appreciated. Another key to customers' retention is consistently delivering value. This could be through the quality of your product or service, or through added benefits such as loyalty program or exclusive content. Whatever front it takes, the value you deliver should exceed your customers' expectations. Finally, remember to listen to your customers. Their feedbacks can provide invaluable insights into how you can improve your product or service and your overall customer's experience. All right, folks, we've covered a lot of ground so far. Let's take another short break, and when we return, we'll delve into measuring and optimizing your customer's acquisition efforts. So stay tuned. When we talk about customer acquisition, it's not just about attracting new customers. It's about attracting the right kind of customers. Those who are most likely to become repeat customers, loyal to your brand, and advocates for your products or services. And in order to do that, you need to understand who these customers are and how they are finding you. That's where metrics come into play. The cost of customers' acquisition, often referred to as CSE, is a key metric that you should monitor. This is the total cost of your marketing and sales efforts divided by the number of new customers acquired over a specific period. Keeping an eye on your customer acquisition costs can help you understand the effectiveness of your marketing and sales strategies and allows you to make data-driven decisions. But don't stop at CSE. Another key metric is the lifetime value of a customer, or LTV. This is a total value you can expect from customers over the entire duration of their relationship with the company. If your LTV is significantly higher than your CSE, that's a good sign that your customer acquisition efforts are profitable. You should also pay attention to your churn rate, the percentage of customers who stop doing business with you over a specific period. A high churn rate can indicate a problem with your product, service, or customer's experience. If your churn rate is high, it's time to revisit your customer's retention strategies. Last but not least, let's talk about conversion rates, which is the percentage of your prospects who become paying customers. If your conversion rate is low, you might want to rethink your sales strategy or your value proposition. Remember, these metrics are tools to help you understand your business better and guide your decision-making. So use them wisely. Test different strategies, measure the results, learn from your successes and failures, and constantly strive to improve. That's a path to sustainable growth and success. There you have it, folks. We've covered quite a bit in this episode, from the importance of a strong sales strategy to techniques for attracting and retaining customers and measuring and optimizing your customer acquisition efforts. I hope you found this discussion enlightening and useful in your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Join us next time as we continue to delve deeper into the fascinating world of entrepreneurship. Until then, stay tuned. This has been Herventure Talk, your guide to entrepreneurial success. I'm your host, Helen, reminding you that every venture starts with a dream. So keep dreaming, keep venturing, and until next time, stay empowered.